Now, two stories I want to speak about involving civil society. The one is about Section 27, the Public Interest Law Center launching legal action in the Joburg High Court in an effort to ensure that all pregnant women and young children have access to free services, regardless of their immigration status. So that's the one. The other issue is to do with the Zimbabwean permits, because a number of NGOs and civil society movements put out a joint statement in response to Minister Aaron Motsoaledi's very much an attack on the Helen Suzman Foundation for going to court to challenge this decision around the ZEP permits. So that statement coming out from a number of NGOs saying that without a shred of justification, the minister issued the most outrageous public statement vilifying the Helen Suzman Foundation, impugning its integrity and patriotism, accusing it of racism and treachery, and in the process gratuitously smeared the NGO community as a whole. Well, let's speak now to Nikki van der Riet, who's the head of Legal and Investigations Unit at Corruption Watch, which is one of the signatories on the statement. Nikki, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time today. We are seeing a unified response from civil society and from the NGO sector to Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. Why is this?
Morning, Mandy. Thanks for having me on the show. So we received, so as you've mentioned, there was a horrific statement that was issued by Motsoaledi, sort of with fairly critical things to say about the NGO sector, kind of painted with racism. So on Thursday, the NGOs Freedom Under Law, Section 27, Defend Our Democracy, and various others called for him to withdraw his statement and to apologize. Without a shred of justification, The minister issued a very hideous statement, vilifying it, vilifying the NGO sector. The minister's threats are ominous, to say the least.
So you've called on the minister to withdraw his statement, to apologize to the Helen Suzman Foundation. Have you received any response at all to the letter?
No response that I'm aware of to date, Mandy.
Okay. And of course, we've got a long history in South Africa of very strong civil society, a very active civil society, the important role of NGOs in holding power to account. And what the Helen Suzman Foundation is doing here is going to court to challenge this decision, but not just the decision, also saying we should have been consulted. What is the threat if this doesn't happen, if we see government not consulting with the NGO sector? And also, what damage could Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi's attack on the Helen Suzman Foundation do to civil society?
You know, the thing about where we stand in our democracy at the moment is that we have such an amazing respect for the rule of law in general. We have a vibrant civil society, and we've got a fearless judiciary, and all of those elements are so critically important in ensuring that our democracy stays intact. In the instance where NGOs cannot have their say, where civil society cannot have their say, this is really going to whittle down democracy. Just in terms of being able to approach a court, I mean, it's a fundamental right that is entrenched in our Bill of Rights, which says that anybody, including NGOs in the public sector, have the right to approach a competent court where they feel it's in the public interest to do so. Mm. It will have a huge impact on our democratic rights should we not be in a position to do so.
Nikki, thank you very much. Nikki van der Riet, Head of Legal and Investigations Units at Corruption Watch, just setting out there this response from Freedom Under Law, Defend Our Democracy campaign, the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Section 27, SERI, and Corruption Watch in response to Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. Very much an attack on the Helen Suzman Foundation for going to court on this ZEP issue. So that's the one story. The other one is, as I mentioned, about Section 27 going to court for immigrants' health. So the Public Interest Law Centre launching legal action in the Joburg High Court. And what they're trying to do here is to make sure that all pregnant women, all young children, regardless of their immigration status, are able to have access to free services. And there are so many stories about how immigrants who do not have legal status have just received terrible medical care or no care at all in government hospitals because of their status. Mbali Baduza is a legal researcher at Section 27. Mbali, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time on the Madeira Report today. Tell us about why Section 27 has launched this legal action.
Good afternoon, Nani, to you and your listeners. So we launched this application because we need to confirm the position in law that all pregnant women and lactating women and children under the age of 6 are entitled to free healthcare services at public hospitals, including people seeking asylum, undocumented persons, and persons affected by statelessness. This is because under Section 27 of the Constitution, everyone has a right to access healthcare services, including reproductive health rights. And this is further strengthened under Section 4 of the National Health Act, which says the state must provide free services to this particular vulnerable group of pregnant women and children under 6, except if they are on medical aid.
So the counter argument, no doubt, from people would probably be that there would be a disproportionate number of foreigners who are accessing health services in Gauteng, or that foreign nationals are traveling to the province solely for medical care. Your argument is that there is no evidence of this.
There is no evidence of this. We haven't gotten a response from the state just yet. We should be receiving a response in the next 2 weeks. But nevertheless, the law stands as it is, and if it is to be challenged, it has to be done so lawfully. And Gauteng cannot just simply promulgate legislation and policy that is contrary to national law and the Constitution without justification, and we haven't seen that yet.
In your papers, you bring this application as Section 27, but also with three women as well. And the mm-hmm. stories of some of the women are very powerful in their harrowing experiences of mm. migrant women and children who are denied care at Gauteng hospitals. What are some of these stories?
So from 2020, we noted a worrying trend which sees pregnant women and children under the age of 6 being turned away from hospital if they aren't able to pay. And they are charged fees that are quite exorbitant, from 5,000 onwards. And in one particular tragic case, a 2-year-old swallowed rat poison. And when he was presented at the hospital as an emergency case, he was turned away because his parents couldn't afford to pay the fees. And unfortunately, he passed away as a result. This is just an unconstitutional state of affairs because, like we said, pregnant women in particular, and children under 6 are a vulnerable category of persons and deserve protection, and the law has sought to protect them. And in South Africa, we have made great strides to reduce maternal and child morbidity and mortality, and to frustrate access is just going to take us back. This is a matter of life and death, and it needs immediate redress, and that's why we're going to court.
Mbali, thank you very much. Mbali Baduza, legal researcher at Section 27, explaining there that court action by 27 going to court to force government to ensure that all pregnant women and young children have access to medical services regardless of their immigration status.